into proclaiming God's word with prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is great, and yes, he's greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we are your sons and daughters, coming before you just to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way on this radio on today. Father God, I ask that you will allow, oh God, the healing anointing to flow upon this line. Somebody is believing you for great things, oh God. And God, you said in your word, we have not because we ask. Now, God, I ask that you will move by your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Psalm 102. Verse 13, Psalm 102, verse 13, and it reads, Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the set time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is, your set time of favor has come. Your set time of favor has come. I don't care what you've been through, my God, to thee, or what happened, or what somebody else said. It is time for the favor of God to come up on you. This is part two, because last Friday we talked about the favor of God and how the favor of God opened doors, how the favor of God turn situations around, how the favor of God explodes in our life. So we talked about divine favor, and divine favor is an uncommon, common breakthrough that God himself has ordained for your life. Man cannot take the credit for this. Come on here, somebody. But this favor comes directly from the hand of God. So divine favor sometimes cannot be even imagined by the human mind, because it comes from the realm of God. Divine favor, thank you, Jesus, positions you for success and transcends all the barriers where they may be, such as racial barriers, social barriers, financial barriers, generational barriers. As it relates to divine favor, nothing in this natural realm can compare to God's divine favor. So, on the other hand, neither are you disqualified from the favor of God if you may have experienced some misfortune in your life. The favor of God is still there. It does not disqualify you. People of God, I'm going to tell you something. We are going to go through tests. Come on here. We are going to go through trials. We are going to go through tribulations in this world. Come on here. But it matters how you go through them. If, for example, if you begin a trial, it matters whether you make up your mind, I'm going to go through it murmuring, I'm going to go through it upset, or I'm going to go through it trusting God, believing God, because I know God, is going to take me through. I know God has a lesson for me to learn. I know God, when I get through with this trial, oh God, it is something I am learning in this trial. So it does not disqualify you from the favor of God. Whew. The divine favor of God does influence you to be more like him. Mm. The divine favor of God influence you to take on the characteristics of him. Ooh. You experience favor, and everybody don't experience favor, but you experience the divine favor of God. When it becomes upon your life, it is because of who God is to you. Mm. And that goes right back to show you, you are displaying the characteristics of God. Don't you know, with you having the divine favor of God on your life attracts other people, whether it is bad people or good people. It attracts demonic attacks. Come on here, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. The divine favor of God attracts demonic attack. That's why I say don't murmur. Don't complain. When you are going through, praise your way out. Don't speak things, huh? Because when you speak things, it manifests whether it is good or bad. Just keep your praise. Whew. I finna help somebody out. Because the reason why you keep going through and through and through is because you keep speaking stuff. If you will speak the positive, you will come out of that. If you will praise God, because God never shows us the mess in the middle. But we got to praise our way. Even when we in the middle of the trial, continue to praise. Oh my God, and watch how fast you're gonna come out. So what happens when God remembers you? Whew, hallelujah, Jesus. What happens when God remembers you? When God remembers you, he will influence the situations in your favor, and your prayers will be answered. That's why I said, don't give up. Even at the brink of your breakthrough, sometimes you feel like nobody hears you, or God is not there, or God, when it's my time, because I'm praying for others, but what about me? But God say, I'm right there all the time. I just need you to continue to do what I tell you to do. Don't worry about what you're going through, because I'm handling that. I got that taken care of. I just need you to do what I told you to do. God has never forgotten you. But he's putting you through a test to see whether or not you're going to trust me and just keep going. Or then you're going to see with your natural eye where to the human mind, it's not going to work out. But then God said, you keep going. I got this. Come on here, somebody. Whew. Every promise God has made to you will be fulfilled when he remembers you. Because if you will pray his word back to him, God say you have not because you ask not. But if you will pray his word back to him and wait patiently, but most of all, praise him in the midst of your wait and watch it manifest. Some of us are missing the prayers because we are praying stuff we don't believe that is going to come to pass. Why pray if you don't have faith to believe that it's going to come to pass? Because you're wasting your time. You are doubting God. And people of God, God does not move in doubt. Come on here. Oh, Mother Leosha, we still talking about the divine favor. And God said your set time has come. Oh, my God. This season, God will remember you. God has remembered you. God say, I remember. I have not come short of my word. I remember because the favor has came. Oh, God. People of God, I'm reminded of Esther, who replaced Vashti as queen in Shushan. She was an orphan girl, and she had went through much in her life. But somehow, she found grace in the sight of God. She had lost both of her parents, and she was forced to grow up in a time when the people was under so much of persecution. However, one moment of the crisis in the kingdom presented a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Esther. Again, because of favor of God on her life, the removal of Vashti as queen created a glorious moment for God to display his power through Esther and set in a place of divine plan for the deliverance of his people. Esther 2 and 15 says, and when the turn of Esther came, this clearly means that God has an appointed time when he would turn your situation around. Esther's turn came, and then immediately she went from rags to riches and from poverty to a wealthy place. She did not have to fight. She did not have to join no clique. She did not have to manipulate. It was extended to her. In that single moment where God had determined that it was Esther's turn, her entire life changed. He was perfect timing. That was perfect timing. Never early, never late. God is never in a hurry, but he is always on time. See, we see in today's passages that the Lord is sovereign over our future. We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. 2 Peter 3rd chapter and the 13th verse. So I decree and declare that the favor of God will surround you like a shield. Huh? He comes out of the ocean and change your entire life. As you go forth in this season, I declare that you will have divine encounters and that great doors of opportunities will be open for you. I decree and declare that heaven will open over your life in this season and that your set time of favor has come in Jesus' name. And if you believe God, and if you are in agreement with that prayer, you need to raise your hand and give God a praise and a hallelujah, because your set time of favor has come. Don't you dare doubt God. It was only a test, and you passed it. Hallelujah. I have an announcement. Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, presents Prophetic Revival, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. So whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Theme for your glory. Host Pastor Elvira Breville. There will be healing, word, prophecy.